Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Top of the news this evening is speculation concerning the real facts behind the Department of Health announcement about a radioactive spill supposed to have occurred yesterday at the state nuclear plant.
You will die only to live again in a younger body. Then you can tell me if the operation was a success. I could easily kill you now, but I'm determined to have your brain.
You're listening to the Really Awful Movies podcast, a celebration of genre cinema. Hi, my name is Chris, and along with Jeff, we talk about movies that aren't really awful at all. Horror, action, kung fu, musicals, post-apocalyptic, women in prison films, and much, much more.
From our downtown Toronto headquarters, here's episode 413 of the Really Awful Movies podcast. Well, as the hoary expression goes, all good things must come to an end. And that's apropos here, as I'd initially intended a discussion of the, mid-2000s eco-animal attack horror called Rogue, which dovetails back to an earlier episode where we interviewed the horror critic and author Mike Mayo about his book, which is quite good, The Horror Movie Guide. And he expressed a fondness for this film as one of the better crocodile attack movies. Low bar, I know. It can be mentioned in the same breath as the likes of A Primeval or Lake Placid, or I think the Alexandra Aja film Crawl, being a pretty solid exemplar of this subgenre. Killer Croc's great. Alligator is, of course, quite iconic as well. The John Sayles written send-up of that original, I guess, urban legend about pet owners who flush a little gator and then it grows in the sewer, that kind of thing. Then I realized, I guess, that I had back-to-back films that were essentially the same thing, which is broadly speaking, the likes of A Piranha 3D and discussions involving that and the comparison to Jaws, but also Rogue, the Aussie-lensed, Greg McLean-directed slow-burn thriller. And I'd meant to touch on some of those kinds of thematic elements and do a breakdown of the different Killer Croc movies and giving pluses and minuses and doing a kind of a ledger write-up of each of their individual merits and debits. Then I realized, like, I think it's come to the point where I might have, given the thematic similarities, I think I may have, if you'll pardon the expression, bitten off more than I could chew for a really, really involved and solid discussion of Rogue, but other movies of its type. I think I'm going to actually hit pause on this podcast. I really appreciate everyone who's listened thus far. It's been a thrill to connect with and engage and interface with people literally all over the world, which is great. And I consider myself grateful to have built this show from the ground up based on nothing but a dream and a pathetic recorder. Like a $50 Sony digital recorder is what Jeff and I initially used to record before we invested in Yeti mics and proper recording software. And the proof is in the pudding in terms of how we were recorded way back when, where you could hear all sorts of knocking and we didn't even know how to edit. And it's funny how far we've come. You've come a long way, baby. But yeah, the initial, I think, dozen episodes were not even edited at all, just because we didn't have the capabilities of doing so. Not forget about Audacity or any open source software to be able to learn it. It was just beyond our capabilities. We just had fun with the movies that we hoped everyone would love. and was in the spirit of the sort of tongue-in-cheek and yet subversively smart, frequently insane, quite terrifying, often well-made, frequently not, ran the gamut. And it's been quite the unique challenge after all these years of conveying the unique value proposition, the UPS, as they, I think, or unique selling proposition, sorry, USP is the jargon, of a podcast that's called Really Awful Movies, but is in fact, whose mandate is in fact to celebrate these movies. And it's an actual phrase that my mom used when I was growing up as a kid, 10, 11 years old, watching all these schlocky movies. And she said to me quite clearly and memorably, why do you have to watch these really awful movies? So people seem to come to it through various reasons. They typically, frequently, all too frequently, tend to come with an axe to grind, either because they think a movie isn't awful that they think we have said that is, or to as part of a confirmation bias. But it really has nothing to do with that. It just happens. While it sounds clickbaity, the origin story of this podcast and its outlook is actually much more sweet and wholesome and humble than that. So regardless, I'd like to thank everyone who's had a chance to engage with us. Thank Jeff for being such an excellent co-host over many years, and also the people in the horror community near and afar that have really helped us. Because at the beginning of this show, our mandate or our raison d'etre was to showcase and champion emerging filmmakers and creators just as much as we did ripping on new and old movies or celebrating new and old movies in the genre space, primarily horror and action, but it ran the gamut too to musicals and sci-fi and everything. And through sheer just lack of time and just being unable to keep up with the demands and rigors of constantly being sent, having stuff sent to us, press releases, requests, but even stuff we would do on our own, going out to horror cons and trying to set up interviews, it was just unbelievably unwieldy. And not to mention the fact that I'm in my professional life a journalist, so I didn't want to undertake any more interviews when that was really what paid the bills, you know, and my daily work. And then having to do that on the side was the last thing I really wanted to do. So that kind of was shunted off to the wayside in favor of what has increasingly become a podcast that is more and more horror-centered. And initially there was a much wider scope, and that was to let the creative juices flow and to make sure our bread was buttered by being able to tackle all sorts of different movies. But increasingly, as I do a solo cast, it's I've been more comfortable without Jeff's vast knowledge of horror and genre films of all stripes. But I think my interests and ability to talk extemporaneously are best suited to the horror format. Now, this might be an end of an era. I almost feel like Tom Brady and just, you know, unretiring, but if only I had his billions of dollars. But you know, I have been toying with the idea of moving to a video format, but I'm not sure whether I'd be able to stray far enough away from what is my natural habitat, speaking of Rogue and the swamps and northern territories of Australia, where that massive croc, it's a massive croc, where that beast was laying waste to victims in the movie Rogue. But yeah, I feel like if I did turn to the YouTube world, it would be solely informed by and driven by and inspired by my love of horror, and I'm not sure that's sustainable, but I'm more sure that there are enough people doing it to a higher degree of excellence than I ever could, and just by the sheer demands and the vicissitudes of YouTube content creation, that my work would simply not be seen, probably. And you want your words to be heard and your face to be seen on that platform. And so I'm not ruling it out entirely, but I'm also less inclined to do it. Plus, I'm inclined as well to have a co-host in that, so it would be much easier to carry the freight, but also it would lend itself to covering more action films, which has also fallen by the wayside. It's my second favorite genre, and I've just been unable to get to as many of those as I'd intended. Anyway, this is, for a little while at least, this is probably the swan song, and I don't want this to be overly sentimental or triacly, or this is not meant to be elegiac or like you can but by the same token, I think it probably is the best choice, but I'm not gonna totally rule things out. So if you've been enjoying the show over these last, we've been on for years, feel free to follow us at reallyawfulmovies.com, which is a review site I intend to, with all my muster and all my vigor and might and brio, continue to write reviews for, because it's a inventory and a repository of all the films that I've seen, and I like to keep them in my memory when the memory banks fail me, and I like to have a resource to look through that hopefully other people can appreciate as well, as we've come to watch so many of these films by the thousands and have come to take on a pseudo subject matter expert in a manner of speaking. If you're not already following, you can check us out on Instagram, Really Awful Movies, and also Action Smacked. So those are our two properties that cover genre films, and this has been quite an engaging run. I'm going to keep all the MP3 files up for all the 412 whatever it is episodes, and we've had some quite engaging ones over the years. We've had Lloyd Kaufman from Troma on, we've had Herschel Gordon Lewis, the godfather of gore, on before he passed, and we've had the likes of Bill Lustig, the director of arguably the greatest slasher of all time, Maniac. We had the pleasure of meeting Goretta, the she-demon from the excellent Lamberto Bava film Demons. Jeff has had the opportunity to connect with Tom Savini. So we have a terrific archive of different luminaries in the horror space that I think listeners will still get a kick out of. And be sure to check out our back catalog. And we appreciate all the engagement we have. If you think by any chance we're making the wrong decision, feel free to reach out and see if you can twist Jeff's arm to rejoin the show at some point, or my rubber arm in terms of coming back potentially, just getting pulled at the seams by so many different competing factors, not the least of which is being a journalist in my day job, but also being a relatively new dad. Lots of busyness on the horizon. But if you feel like you'd like to see the show continue in some capacity, your constructive or otherwise feedback is greatly appreciated. reallyawfulmovies@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions for potentially turning to another platform like a YouTube, whether you'd like to see Jeff and I maybe stream something and have a back and forth like that, whether you'd want us to tackle newer movies or keeping the spirit of what's gotten us this far, and if we can be as immodest as saying with some degree of success over a 5+ however many years we've done it, feel free to reach out. We appreciate everyone's feedback. We appreciate the beauty. And it's humbling to have people from all over the world again tuning in to a show that is perhaps not as easily digestible as something else, because we've had to convince people almost to listen and stay and hear our true mandate, which is ultimately celebrating genre film and of all stripes, and letting people know that there's way more to it than meets the eye frequently, even if an effort is a misfire or something that's really bad and actually does follow under the rubric of a really awful movie. So anyway, I think it's goodbye for now. Whether that goodbye is a permanent situation remains, I think, to be seen, or whether you'll see us on another platform. We honestly don't know, but we could be tempted, coaxed out of retirement like a UFC fighter who's taken too many blows to the head, or some other analogy. But we've enjoyed this so immensely, and we couldn't have done it without everyone. So much, much appreciated. Thanks, and maybe we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thank you.